Well, good evening again, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of my home office in Takapuna on a beautiful sunny day. And today, Wednesday, the 3rd of August, hard to believe, 7 months of the year gone. And the days are getting a bit longer here in New Zealand and getting a bit shorter over in Ireland. Sadly, the summer weather, the heat wave that came, lasted a half a day in Ireland there about 2 weeks ago. A lot of wet weather over the last week, but still, obviously, people on holidays for another month. University will be place. People will be scrambling for place at university in about 3 weeks' time when the Leaving Cert results come out. But anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope that you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. There's been quite a bit happening, a bit of news from here in New Zealand as well. I've got a few requests to get through tonight as well. So I hope you can sit with us and stay with us for the next hour. First up, Dolores Cain and Never Be the Sun.
I'm
Yes, the wonderful voice, Dolores Keane there. Dolores from Carlistran in County Galway. Great singer. And that song called Never Be the Sun. And as I mentioned at the start of the programme, the sun is shining here in Takapuna on Wednesday morning. And you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, Kapiti Coast and Wellington on Sunday. And greetings to people listening in Ireland and further afield. Right, what's been making the headlines in Ireland over the last week? Well, Sabina Higgins, wife of President Michael D. Higgins, in her own personal capacity, she wrote a letter to the Irish Times last Wednesday, this day week, urging Russia and Ukraine to enter peace talks so that the terrible atrocity that's happened in the Ukraine could come to an end. Well, all hell has broke loose since then, because the letter did appear on the Irish President's website, although she did claim today she has a little section there that she's allowed to put stuff up on, but the letter appeared there on Friday, but was taken down again very quickly, and it's become a bit of a political storm, and Michael D. Higgins had to come out and confirm his position that and you know, basically condemn Russia for invading Ukraine, which he's done. But today Sabina Higgins came out and she defended her right to write a letter in her own personal capacity, and she you know, again urged the two communities, or the two countries, to enter peace talks. She talks about 1,000 people a day being killed there. It is a shocking atrocity, and but it became a political storm. And Michael D. Higgins busy at the weekend. Flack Hugh O'Leary is back on in Mullingar, with up to 500,000 people expected to visit the flat this week. He was there on Sunday, opened that up, but quickly disappeared without St. Anthony, because he had to go to Croke Park along with 48,000 other people to watch the All-Ireland ladies football final between Kerry and Meath, and Meath retained their All-Ireland title. And then on Monday he attended the funeral for David Trimble in Northern Ireland, along with Boris Johnson, English Prime Minister, Micheál Martin, Bertie Ahern, and he did make a statement then, or a statement was issued. So hopefully you know, this will be the end of it, but I doubt it. Other big news in Ireland on the sports front, involved with my own parish, Shane Walsh, who was almost equal man of the match in the All-Ireland final, announced during the week, towards the weekend, that he was looking for a transfer to play his football with Kilmacud Crokes in Dublin, club that I had an affiliation with. And it's opened up a huge big argument about whether players, footballers, should stay in the parish that they learn their skills with. But Shane is studying in Dublin, and it's about a 2-hour, 2.5-hour drive down to Kilkerran to train with the local team. The Kilkerran Clonburn are an intermediate team, but the team in Dublin are a senior team. And of course, listeners in Auckland will remember Rory Carroll. Rory won a few All-Irelands with Dublin, and he came out here. He was a Kilmacud Crokes player and played here. In fact, he's still playing, and he played for a season here. Right, I want to play a song here, Sean O'Shea in Beautiful City. Dedicate this to Kathleen Lawler, who's getting the bags packed down there amid Canterbury as she heads home to Cork. Hasn't been home for 3 years. Kathleen, regular listener to Ireland Calling, and so Kathleen, I hope this gets you in the mood for that long journey home to visit your family in Cork. Sean O'Shea and Beautiful City. Sun sinks by night in the land of
bride, but there's none like the maiden who's here by my side. There is not in the land of the slave or the free like the green hills of Cork and my home by the Lee.
Yes, Sean O'Shea there and singing all about beautiful city, and that's a special dedication going out to Kathleen Lawler, and who's heading home to see her family in Ireland in about a week's time. So farewell, Kathleen. And I just want to say thanks very much to Kathleen. She's been saying a few prayers for my dog Seamus, because it's been a stressful week since I was on air here. Sadly, my dog picked up a, what do you call it, chicken satay skewer, and it pierced his intestine, so he was nearly on life support on Thursday night. But thanks to a team of great vets and veterinary surgeons at ARC Animal Referral Centre in Albany, including Aidy Gillespie from Cork, Seamus managed to pull through, and he's here sitting in my office. He's a sad looking boy at the moment because he's got a big cone around his head so that he doesn't try to lick the stitches, so he'll make a full recovery. Nothing new to Seamus having surgery. He's only had about four operations or five in the past for swallowing things, so from now on he'll have a muzzle. But anyway, I'm going to play the next song especially for Aidy Gillespie's parents from Cork. They celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last weekend, and Aidy wasn't able to travel home to be with them, so we'll send a long distance dedication, because news went to Ireland that Seamus was being treated by a doctor in Cork on Rising Time Radio, the top programme in RTE, and Aidy's parents heard the request and contacted her to see if she might be looking after a dog called Seamus. So there you go. It's a small world, and so lots of people were wondering how Seamus was doing in Ireland, but he's pretty much going to make a full recovery. And I want to say thanks to people that have been thinking and lighting Blessed Cancer Forum, including Nora Keane, Lisa Cara in Kilcairn, and myself here in Takapuna, and other members of my family in Ireland, and also including this request, Anne Dillon. But we play a Christy Moore song for her. Met Anne at the veterinary centre with her dog Sam on Monday. Anne has got strong Irish connections. She loves Irish music. But anyway, especially for Aidy Gillespie's parents, who celebrated 50 years of marriage at the weekend, that's over there in Cork. So Beatrice and Dahi here on. We'll play The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee by Daniel O'Donnell, followed by a Christy Moore song, Fairy Tale in New York City. I sported and played beneath each
as we ramble along amongst the green mossy banks and wild flowers. Then too, when the evening sun sinking to rest sheds its golden light over the sea,
taking a ramble there one day about 3 years ago. It was the middle of the week, I think it was, and I was halfway between Puckon and Nina. I was looking for the Shannon. And I ended up in the mushroom field near Gortalacha. How are you? I stumbled into a fairy ring. Jesus, I couldn't get out. I was there for 3 days and three nights, wandering around in circles like a lunatic. I saw a fella come on the road. Hey, John, give us a hand to get out of this old fairy ring. But Jesus, he took me by the arm and he led me out onto the road. Where are you going, says he? I don't know, says he. Jesus, I'll go there too. So he took me to Paddy Kennedy's pub and puck on into the snook. Yeah, and he called for a drink. And then I called for a drink, and then he called for another drink, and I called for two drinks, and then we sat down and we had a drink. The old tongue started to loosen up, and the old thoughts began to flow, but Jesse, he told me a few of his poems, and they were marvellous, after a few drinks. Then I sang a song, and he put on the jukebox. Yes, I heard this beautiful song. I'd never heard it before. It was all about a summer day in Siam and a rainy day in Soho and a pair of brown eyes and a coffin ship sailing across the broad Atlantic foam. The sick bed of Cuchulain. Ah, yeah. And then he went. It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said, son, I won't see another one. And then he sang a song. The rare old mountain dew. I turned my eyes away and I thought about you. Got on the lucky one. Came in at 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When I first took your hand on the cold Christmas Eve, oh, I told you that Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome and pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, the crowd howled for more. Sinatra was swinging, and all the crowd, they were singing. Oh, we kissed in the corner and danced round the floor. And the boys from the New York Pauly Square were singing, Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. A little love, a little love, a little love. I could have been someone, and so could anyone. I took my from you when I first met you. I kept them with me, babe, and I put them with my own. I can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams all around you. You're a bum, you're a punk, you're an owl, whore and junk, lying there under the rip, nearly dead in the bed. Yes, scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot, happy Christmas, me arse, oh, I'd rather be dead. And the boys from the NYPD choir were singing, Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. Oh, I love you, baby, I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, baby, there's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. This is Shane McGowan from Puckon in the County Tipperary in the snow. And I took him by the hand and I gazed into his eyes and I kissed him on the lips and I said, Shane, I love you, baby, too.
Yes, the unmistakable sound there of Christy Moore, and that song going out to Anne Dillon, who I met the other day. And before that, we had Daniel singing The Banks and my own lovely Lee. A special request going all the way to Cork to Beatrice and Dahi Heron, who celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary at the weekend. And special thanks to their daughter Ada and the team at Animal Referral Centre here in Albany, who looked after my dog Seamus at the weekend. And my only tip to anybody out there thinking of getting a pet, especially if it's a Labrador dog, make sure you get pet insurance, because it's, what do you call it, very, very important. Anyway, we'll continue on with the rest of the programme. You're listening to Ireland Calling. It's brought to you each week, as it is, with the support of the Hugh Green Group. The politicians are on holidays now in Ireland until September, and a deal was struck on the reduction in the emissions from the agricultural sector last week. Obviously, a lot of people not happy. The government was looking for a 30%.
Through lies, I saw the lone empty valley. tried. You just knew I sighed. But you swooned. I saw the crescent.
Yes, the Waterboys there. You might have heard an extra bit of that, but you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, Galway Races had a great week last week. Probably crowds weren't as big as they were in previous years before COVID, and crowds weren't as big in the city either. There was a huge increase in accommodation, so many people choose maybe just to go for the races and drive home. And I mentioned last week on the programme about the huge increase in accommodation prices, especially in the holiday areas around Ireland, Kerry. You know, there was reports that three nights for a midweek for a family, two adults and two children, there was about €350 3 years ago, was now €1,700-1,800 last week. So people are choosing to take a flight to Spain or Portugal or Greece or some other place in the Mediterranean, and they can get probably 10 days for €1,700-1,800. So some of these owners and hoteliers and people on Airbnb are probably biting off the arm that feeds them by charging too much money. I see Cork Hurling's new coach, Pat Ryan, he's announced his new management team. Colm O'Rourke has taken over as manager of the Meath football team. And I see where Kevin McStay has put his hand up to coach Mayo. He's put a good backroom team together there. Whether he get the job, of course, James Horan stepped down after the defeat in the football championship there a few weeks ago. So it's now the turn, as I mentioned earlier, for all the clubs to get on. Shane Lowry's a happy man. His bags and his suitcase went missing somewhere between Dublin Airport and North Carolina. He put a tweet out, and thankfully the bag and the golf clubs, they were located at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, and we're going to be reunited with them very quickly this afternoon. So hopefully he'll get the clubs in plenty of time for the Pro-Am there before that tournament that's taking place this weekend. Pretty much every paper and every mainstream media outlet has been covering Sabina Coyne-Higgins' letter to the Irish Times last week, and she came out Star today, and she strongly condemns the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Her letter seemed to indicate maybe it's time to negotiate and trying to do a deal, and what a deal would mean, that she didn't say this, but any deal that has to be give and take, so part of Ukraine could disappear, like the Crimea region. And of course the ambassador in Ireland used her letter as a way of saying that the Irish government supports a negotiated deal, but the government have come out and said they're fully supportive of the situation that Ukraine are fighting to keep their country a sovereign nation. And there's over 43,000 refugees in Ireland, and the government came out the other day and asked sporting organisations to help house and put up people. And I see a report in one of the papers today that the government had paid out in excess of 100 million to people who have given accommodation to Ukrainian refugees over the last few months since the terrible war started back in at the end of February. Right, we'll go with Paul Arthur McBride and the Sergeant, sung by Paul Brady here.
sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spalpeen or rat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our odds, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades. When a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And our old rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them on, devils, cried Arthur MacBride, and tempt for their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his pow, and we made a football of his rowdy dodo. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it to a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to their two bloody backs. For we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so, to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits. For we were the lads that would give them hard clouts, and bid them look sharp in the morning. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.
Paul Brady, the man that grew up in Strabane, and one of his big hits back, just probably from the 80s, Master MacBride. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a beautiful Wednesday morning in New Zealand. Programme going out on Planet FM in Auckland tonight. Access Radio, Access Community Radio in Wellington on Sunday. Capity Coast Radio Sunday afternoon. And Plains FM in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening around New Zealand and around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. And as I said, there's not a lot of news in Ireland. Politicians are on holidays, so it generally seems to be a quiet time. The other big issue that's happening in Ireland, lots of ads running on the radio. You have, you know, the two banks, Ulster Bank and KBC, about to move, you've got to set up your accounts, move your accounts to another bank. It's not as easy said as done. And the other issue is that if any of you have any sterling notes hidden away here, you have to get them back to Ireland and get them cashed or spent before the middle of September, because the governor of the British bank announced last week that all notes will be deemed useless at the end of September. They brought in new notes. So if you have a couple of pounds, as many people have, if you've been on holidays over there on the way to Ireland, you either take them to a foreign exchange unit here and cash them in, or send them back to somebody in England that will spend them for you. So that news came out last week. Kirkpatrick, Greek Sunday, was a beautiful day, and numbers obviously well down. It looked like there was around, 15,000 people climbed Kirkpatrick. Some people went up in the middle of the night, and I see where the new Archbishop of Tuam, he climbed it for the first time. And then on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday in Ireland, he celebrated Mass in Bishop Duffy, I think is his name, in Westport. And he was quoted yesterday as saying that the number of people attending church services is just dropping and dropping and dropping, and he cannot see an end to this decline, and wonders what will happen. We know that the Pope, not not in great shape at the moment. He was in Canada last week, and he said he's going to have to cut back. He's in severe pain and with knees, and he said some other issues as well. So it's a tough time, but he seems to want to say that he's going to stick it out there, and you know, obviously highlight you know what getting old means. You know, you can't be just tough to side and you know replaced by somebody else. Right, we'll take another bit of music. We've got another 10 minutes I think to go before the end of the program here, so this time we'll dig out another song here, and this time we'll go with Linger, the Cranberries. Yes, that's Sinead O'Connor and the Singing Bird. And before that, we had the late Dolores O'Riordan and her beautiful song Linger with the Cranberries. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about another 7 minutes left. A programme brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, if Sabina Higgins has been making the news, two former senior judiciary figures in Ireland have also been making the news. Peter Kelly, former president of the High Court, and Frank Clark, former Chief Justice. They accepted positions last week on the judiciary of the Dubai Financial Centre courts, and obviously a bad decision because both of them have now reflected on taking up these positions and relinquished them. Obviously, you know, Dubai and its human rights efforts leaves a lot to be desired, and some colleagues of these two eminent judiciary men came out at the weekend. I see it's only today that Peter Kelly said he was decided to resign as a judge of the Dubai International Financial Centre courts. Frank Clark pulled out over the weekend. Of course, both of these men retired from the bench in Ireland, but on probably big salaries, and you'd wonder why they put themselves in this particular position. But anyway, I see they've decided to bail out of the job. And probably the couple of business class or first class trips to Dubai a few times a year to sit on that particular court. What else is happening in Ireland? Of course, the assassination yesterday of the Al-Qaeda leader gets a lot of publicity everywhere. And the other issue is, you know, the people moving between clubs in Gaelic football and hurling. And this relates, obviously, as a result of the high profile player from Galway, from our own parish, Shane Walsh, announcing last Thursday that he was seeking a transfer to Dublin to play with the Kilmacud Crokes football team. Great achievement for a Galway man who's ran Route 66, total of 5,150 kilometres in memory of a great friend of his who died last year. So Richard Donovan ran the race. It took him about 4 months, I think, 3 months actually, and he met the mother of Alvin Matthews last Sunday at Venice Beach. I've been there in California, and he obviously ran another big race back in 2015 to raise money. He ran from San Francisco to New York to raise money for Mr. Matthews, who was paralysed following a spinal cord injury, but he died earlier this year. And this man had both knees replaced, but his surgeon urged him to go ahead and do it, so he did that. So that's good news. A little bit of good news there. What else is happening? Nothing else much. No, I'm just looking at all the different websites here in Ireland, looking for bits of news, but it's other news that we see here in New Zealand, mainly all global news. So we'll go with a bit more music and then come back and wrap up for another week. Hard times. And it is hard times for certain people.
Again.
I heard that on Irish radio recently. That's Andre Von Kampen and a song called Hard Times. And that's about it. The time is up here. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll leave you tonight with a little the Kilfenora Jigs by Arcadia. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their support. I'll be back next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. And Seamus signs off here. He's looking in the window, or looking at me here through the window, to pass on his best wishes and thanks for all the prayers and lighted candles for him over the last week. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.